guys. Hope everybody's doing well. You know, coming off a huge Monday night win, you know, we're excited about this opportunity. Houston poses a lot of problems. They're a playoff team from a year ago. They're 3-1. They're playing good football. They have outstanding special teams. They scored a touchdown on punt return the other day. The guy's first career punt return, he returns it for a score. So, you know, it's going to be a difficult matchup for us. And so our big emphasis this week is obviously our kickoff and punt team covering well. You know, they got that little returner, 34, who's coming out of San Jose State. He was very, very good. We had a lot of good things to say about him in our draft room last year. And so he poses a big-time threat for us. So that's going to be our focus going forward here this week. Yeah, Cordero can pretty much do about anything athletically. You know, I've always in the back of my mind wished he could be a punt returner. You know, he does work on it. Obviously, I have a very good punt returner. Marcus is an outstanding return man. But, you know, putting Cordero back there, he can catch them. He doesn't seem as comfortable as some other guys do catching punts. But, you know, I wouldn't put anything past that guy. He could probably play on kickoff as well if we really needed him to.
You got Treadwell involved in the punt team coverage too. How do you think he?
He did okay. The one was a plus 50, and he did fine, and I think both of them were. And, you know, he's a guy he's a very good athlete. You know, he's itching to get on the field. He's had a really good attitude, especially the last few weeks, and because he's seen the success that Cordero's had at Gunner. He sees the success some of our younger players that are around him that are going out on the field and performing for us on special teams, and that's why I love our locker room. You know, even the guys like Andrews and Dejo, who's a starter on defense, plays two phases for us. Adam Thielen starts now on offense. He's playing two phases for us. And they look around and see that kind of leadership that we have in our locker room. It's been outstanding. And that's the kind of guys Rick and Coach Zimmer have brought in. And that really helps me do my job better and more effectively. And the young guys look around and they say, and they kind of feed off that enthusiasm from the older guys. And then they go out and respond well on special teams. So it's been exciting so far. You know, we have our work cut out for us. We didn't cover kickoffs, the one kickoff very well the other day. I was disappointed in that. So absolutely have to fix that, and you know, we're going to do that.
What about a reality check for guys like Patterson and LeBron just coming into the league?
Yeah, I think so. You know, with Cordero, he was a great returner coming in, and that's the way he was used, and he obviously made the Pro Bowl his rookie year. He's been all pro, I think, 2 out of 3 years he's been here, and he's you know, he accepted that role and went after it right away. And, you know, a guy like Laquan is not a return man, but, you know, he's got to cover kicks and cover punts and you know, back up on punt return and kickoff return and be involved that way. So I don't know if it's a reality check, but Laquan's a fine young man, and he's very smart. He understands the game of football. And, you know, until he becomes a starter or a full-time player on offense, I'm going to try to use the best athletes that I can, like we've always done here. We've always used, you know, the old, when I say I was a naval officer, I used the resources at my disposal to do my job well. Now I'm a special teams coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. I've got to use the resources at my disposal to do my job the best that I can. You like that analogy, don't you?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've used it before. I'm sorry.
Are you working on anything mechanically with Blair this week?
You know, the one thing about Blair is that I was very proud of the way he came back and then he drilled the next field goal. I was happy that he had that opportunity. Because when he goes out there, I expect him to make every kick. You know, a 46-yarder is not a gimme. And I'm not going to make excuses for him. He shouldn't miss those kicks. He's too good to miss those kicks, and he knows that. But there's a couple things we're working on. Is just maybe trying to reemphasize and go back and that he's done before successfully. Go back and watch tape when he's really hitting the ball well. And, you know, in pregame, he was 20 of 22. I mean, he was really hitting the ball well, and we felt confident going in. And, you know, he made 4 or 5, and he kicked off extremely well. But that one kick, that's the kick everybody talks about. And I can understand why, you know, because that's the National Football League. And that, at the end of the day, that may cost us someday. So we're hoping to rectify that situation and help him go out and make all his kicks.
You wanted the chance to kick that 56-yarder too. Was there a conversation there before that?
Yeah, you know, I don't like to talk about the conversations that Coach Zimmer and I have, but, you know, we did think about it. But it was 17-3, and you don't want to give a team like that with Eli Manning at quarterback, great field position, by the, you know, chance, maybe a 50-50 chance that he misses that kick. So if it's 10-10 or 7-3 or 10-7, maybe you do try that kick. But I think situationally, to me, it was a great call by the head coach, and Jeff went out and did a great job, and we pinned him at the 7 or 8 yard line, whatever it was.
Do you feel like Blair's feeling any more pressure than usual?
No, I don't think so, because the thing about Blair, he cares so much, and, you know, he wants to make those kicks as much or more than anybody on our team wants him to make those kicks. So, you know, he understands the importance that he is, that how important he is to our football team and the success of this football team, and he's already performed – well in spots this year. He's just got to be more consistent. So I don't know if it's any more pressure than usual, but, you know, it's just probably the normal pressure that goes along with about, you know, field goal kicker in the National Football League.
From a block, I think he said he was kind of start to get the sweet spot in this way that he termed it.
Yeah. As long as when you guys ask him questions, he's not thinking a whole lot. You know, make sure you keep it simple for him, because when he's not thinking, he's a very good punter. When he starts to overanalyze stuff, he's like any other young punter. He starts to go haywire. But, you know, Jeff's hitting the ball very well right now, and you know, we're protecting better the last couple games. I know we had that glitch against Green Bay that we've corrected, and we can't have that happen again. But, you know, going forward, we need to make sure that we protect that launch spot for Jeff and let him do his thing, because he's pretty hot right now, and hopefully we'll keep that going.
Different mechanically, because I mean, he's getting more distance, but it seems like the hang time is still.
Yeah, he's, you know, again, we're not kicking in crazy wind situations. He's still going to have to prove that he can do that in a tough weather game, which, you know, this will give him confidence in order to do so. But, you know, he has worked extremely hard on his technique and the things that he and I talked about back in January after the season. He's done a very good job working on his drop, working on his leg swing, being more consistent with his line, all the little things that, you know, he continually works on. And he's worked harder now. That, again, I think I said this last week, not that he's a harder worker than he was. I mean, that he wasn't a hard worker before, but he's working harder now at the little things that are helping him be more successful. And he's starting to believe that's why he's successful. And I've been telling him for 4 years that's what it's going to take, and he's responded well this year. Good. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day. Appreciate it.